BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The US Justice Department says it's charged an Iranian man in connection with an alleged plot ordered by Iran's Revolutionary Guards to assassinate President-elect Donald Trump. It said that Farhad Shakari had told US police he was tasked in October with carrying out the killing. Here's Samira Hussein on what the Justice Department said.
What they're saying is that there was a contact from the Iranian National Guards that got in touch with this one person. And this person has been actually communicating with the U.S. authorities. And they've had several phone calls discussing the fact that he was allegedly asked by a contact with the Revolutionary Guard to put together an assassination plot within 7 days for the president-elect, Donald Trump. Now, the U.S. authorities have not arrested him. He's not even believed to be in the United States is actually believed to be at large in Iran.
It's emerged that Elon Musk took part in a phone call between President Zelensky and Donald Trump after his election victory. Earlier, Mr. Zelensky said he shared an excellent call with Mr. Trump where they agreed to maintain close dialogue. Sarah Smith reports.
Throughout the election campaign, Donald Trump repeatedly said he would quickly end the war in Ukraine without ever explaining how, which caused great concern in Kyiv and throughout Europe. According to reports of the phone call between President-elect Trump and President Zelensky, they did not discuss details of Mr. Trump's plan for ending the war or continuing US support to Ukraine. Rather surprisingly, Elon Musk was also on the line for the call, a possible indication of how influential he might be in the next Trump administration. Ukraine is heavily reliant on his Starlink internet services for their war against the Russian invasion.
The Archbishop of Canterbury, the spiritual head of the Anglican Church, is under pressure to step down after it was revealed that he knew for years about a prolific child abuser within the church. Until his death in 2018, John Smythe abused more than 100 young men and boys at Christian summer camps. The revelation came in a report by the independent reviewer Keith Macon. Bishop Julie Connolly is deputy safeguarding lead for the Church of England.
If I read Macon, he very clearly states that Justin Welby held a personal and moral responsibility to pursue things further. And so, yes, that's a failing for which the Archbishop has apologised. I think the question for me is whether words are enough.
The Lebanese Health Ministry says at least three people have been killed and 30 wounded in an Israeli strike in the southern city of Tyre. Officials say that more than 3,000 people have been killed in Israeli attacks since October last year. You're listening to the World News from the BBC. Residents of a territory belonging to Mauritius have told the BBC they're concerned that India is building a secret military base on their island. Satellite imagery reveals new infrastructure on the island of Agalega. Following a financial agreement, India agreed to construct a new runway, jetty and community projects. But local people say military planes have been photographed on the runway. Power is being restored in western parts of Cuba, which were struck by a powerful hurricane Wednesday evening. But most people in Havana remain without electricity. Hotel managers in the capital have been allowing residents to charge their mobile phones so they can communicate with their families. The US singer Beyoncé has made history by becoming the most nominated artist of all time at the Grammy Awards, overtaking her husband Jay-Z. The couple had been tied on 88 nominations each, but she's now pulled ahead thanks to recognition for her latest album, Cowboy Carter. The man who voiced one of the most recognisable sounds of the internet's early days, AOL's You've Got Mail announcement, has died in the US. Elwood Edwards was 74. Rory Gallimore reports.
The internet was in its infancy in 1989, and the company that would eventually become AOL wanted to give its software a friendly voice.
Welcome.
That voice was Elwood Edwards. He'd been working various jobs at a local TV station when his wife volunteered him to record several greetings for the tech firm. Edwards used a cassette disc from his own living room.
You've got mail.
The gig was not lucrative. He was paid $200. But as AOL grew, those words would be heard many millions of times a day worldwide. Edwards' daughter said he never got used to his unwitting fame and would blush any time someone brought it up.
File's done. Goodbye.
BBC News.